When I use the word spiritual, I'm speaking now about a way of being. I'm speaking about not being a Buddhist, but being Buddha-like. I'm speaking about not being a Christian, but being Christ-like. I'm speaking about not being a Muslim, but being Muhammad-like. I'm speaking about a way of living which includes specifics, unconditional love, the ability to be able to send love in response to hate, in response to anger, in response to fear, the ability to live that. I'm speaking about the understanding that who I am is not a human being here having a spiritual experience, but it's the reverse. That who I am is really a spiritual being having a human experience. And so there's an infinite part of me. There's a part of me that was never born. There's a part of me that never dies. I've often said that one of the keys to higher awareness is having the ability to step outside of who you are and just become the observer to your life. And when you do that, you tune into the infinite. Carl Jung, one of the greatest teachers, I think, that ever walked on this planet, once said that the telling question of a person's life is their relationship to the infinite. Once you have that relationship to the infinite, I remember I wrote a book a few years ago. It was called Your Sacred Self. And in this book, I talked about the distinction between the ego, this part of us that wants to prove that we're right, and the part of us that wants to be at peace. And a woman came up to me at a talk, and she was one of these people who was going to give me some feedback about my book. And she said, I read your book, and I didn't get anything out of it. I said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. She said, the only thing I can tell you that I got out of it is that now, after reading it, I no longer have a fear of dying. I said, that's all you got out of one book? This thing that all of us are always in dread of, and you read that? She said, yeah. She said, it just seemed like I understood that I'm an infinite soul after reading that. I said, well, perhaps that was the message that you had to learn, you know? So to me, spiritual means also it means becoming quiet. It means being able to make conscious contact with your source. To no longer have a sense of everything has to be loud. I have to be constantly talking. For me, meditation is such an important part of my life. I tell people who say they don't have time to meditate, I say, you're in a car, aren't you? You drive back and forth to work. I say, well, yes, I do that. 30 minutes each way. I say, well, how often each day do you think you spend at a red light? The person will say, well, I stop at least 6 or 7 times. I say, that's maybe 1 or 2 minutes each time. They say, yes. I'll say, you know, what I do at red lights is I just stop because my car has come to a stop and my body is in the car, so therefore it has come to a stop. The only thing that's usually still going is my mind. All right? So I say to people, take that minute or two to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and make conscious contact with your source. Reconnect to your source. There's always somebody behind you to let you know when your minute is up. It never fails. Right? Most of us don't understand that this business of making conscious contact can be illustrated, and if you get it, understand it. See, I think of my source as the ocean, and I think of myself as a glass. And if I were to take this glass and I were to dip it into this ocean of abundance and say, what do I have here? What I have here is a glass of my source. Now, it's not as big, and it's not as strong, but it is still a glass of my source to which I am always connected.